Hello, and welcome once again to another abbreviated edition of Backtracks in Time. I'm Jack Sensabaugh, and first, I would like to just wish all of our listeners a happy new year. I know it's been a few months since I've done the show. I think we were all glad to see 2020 go. I know I was. And let's hope that 2021 is a much better year, and that at some point, maybe later this year, we can all get back to normal living. And I can get back into the studio again to produce regular length shows instead of using my dining room here at the house for the recording. Today, I'd like to give a brief history of three of the hotels that stood on Main Street in the village of Catskill. Now, as you know, and we've mentioned on the show many times, that many visitors came to the area to visit the Catskill Mountains and stayed in the grand hotels, such as the Catskill Mountain House, Hotel Catterskill, and the Laurel House. But the village had its share of hotels as well. And as I said, I'd like to give a brief history of three of them, including one of them that I have a personal connection to. So I'll tell you about that a little bit later, so stay tuned. The first one is Caleb Street Inn at the corner of Main and Green Streets. The rear section of this two-story wooden structure was built in 1785, and the front in the 1800s. A noteworthy event that happened there was the organization of the Susquehanna Turnpike in 1820. This turnpike ran from Catskill westward to Unadilla, New York, about 90 miles, and later to Bath, Ithaca, and Erie, Pennsylvania. Also known as the Catskill Turnpike, it was used by New England settlers headed to western New York and points beyond. Caleb Street Inn is still in operation today under the same name, with amenities such as candlelit breakfasts and views of the Catskill Creek from the veranda. The second one was the Smith House. This large three-story wooden structure with a balcony above the entrance stood at Main and Union Streets, right across from where the Second Baptist Church stands today. A unique feature of this hotel was an elm tree growing through the floor of the dining room. I guess you could say that the owners were hoping the business would really take root. I'll wait a moment while the uproarious laughter dies down from that joke. I'm sure that was long enough. So, folks, you know, whether it's an abbreviated show or not, new year, old year, you're still going to get the same corny jokes from me. So that's never going to change, just fair warning. Now, some of these hotels did have famous people staying at them, too. In 1905, business magnate John Jacob Astor stayed there while traveling through Catskill en route to his country home in Rhinebeck. Unfortunately, just 7 years later, John Jacob Astor passed away during the sinking of the Titanic on April 15, 1912. Today, apartments stand on this site. The third one, the one that I have the connection to, was the Saulpaugh Hotel. Saulpaugh, located at the corner of Main and Bronson Street. This three-story building with a two-story porch on the left side was built in the 1870s as Gunn's Hotel, G-U-N-N-S, Gunn's Hotel. In fact, for a time, Minnie Scott, widow of Louis P. Scott, proprietor of the Laurel House in Haines Falls, made her home at the Saulpaugh. Now, earlier I told you that I had a personal connection to this hotel. Here it is. So a little background information. My mom worked at Newberry's at the time. This is in 1964. And she lived with my grandparents on Livingston Street, which is a street that runs right down next to the post office. And the Saulpaugh was kitty corner from the post office. My dad was a forester with New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. And the office was on Main Street. Well, one day after work, my dad was in the front room of the Saulpaugh, which I guess was a bar or restaurant, with a couple of his buddies from work. And he looked out the window. My mom must have been walking down the street from Newberry's, heading home to Livingston Street. And he remembers looking out the window and seeing this petite, pretty woman with the dark hair, yellow dress, and the white shoes standing there ready to cross the street. And he thought to himself, whoa, you know. And my mom must have sensed somebody looking out the window. You know, she just turned her head towards the hotel and saw this guy looking at her. And as Dad recalls, she just kind of turned her head away as if to say, oh, who is this guy looking at me? Okay. And his buddies kind of ribbed him a little bit. Ha ha, Santa Barbara, you know, all right. Well, anyway, Dad went home and he said he couldn't decide whether he wanted to go out for the evening or not. He lived on Grandview Avenue at the time in an apartment. And he says he hung around the house for a while and watched the Jackie Gleason show, then decided to go down to Mike's at the Point, which is now the site of Port of Call Restaurant. Well, he walks in, and a lady that knew both of them, both mom and dad, I won't use her last name, Dolly, says, Jack, just come here. I got somebody I want you to meet. This is Carmela Casavagola, the same woman he had seen outside the window of the salt pond just a few hours earlier. Well, they started talking, and they hit it off right away. I think my mom was probably taken by Dad's Boston accent and his natural sense of our good looks and charm, that, of course, which, of course, his son has inherited, but and is very modest about it. Anyway, still kidding there. Anyway, they started driving around most of the night, and Dad says he brought her home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the light was still on in Grandma's living room. He did not meet her that night for obvious reasons, but everything worked out well. As I said, they hit it off, and that was in April of 1964. A year and a half later, in October of 1965, they were married, and 5 years later, your host here arrived into the world. So, in a way, you can thank the Salt Bar Hotel for this show. See how it all connects? Now, unfortunately, just 10 years later, the Salt Pond was demolished in 1974. I believe it had already gone out of business, but I would have to check that. As I said, I cannot find much of a history on this hotel, and I've tried. And the parking lot stands on that site today. And as our longtime former town historian, the late, great Betty Larson, once said, the Catskill's idea of urban renewal in the 1960s and 1970s was to tear down an old building and put up a parking lot. Now, it happened with the Armory on Water Street. A parking lot stands there, and that's right next to the Lumberyard Performance Center. Thankfully, we have groups today such as Historic Catskill who will try to preserve these old buildings, sometimes with success, sometimes not, but at least the effort is made. Unfortunately, they were unsuccessful with trying to save the county jail on Bridge Street, but we've talked about that on another show with Meg Nowak from Historic Catskill, so I won't get into that now. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this brief history of the Main Street hotels. I just recommend that you can go to wgxc.org for show times, and please keep listening. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.